Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 1 Podcast.
Hey, welcome. We have reached Tuesday. Not that that's a big accomplishment, but we just wanted to make sure you understood that. Welcome to the program. Lots to do today. We are jam-packed with news and information and a question about who the best coach in college football is. You'll be surprised at one of our guests' answer. Yes, you will be. Very surprised, but he'll be here in a few minutes to justify it. Let's get going with some headlines. Oh, yeah. Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football. All of you who believe that, raise your hand. Hands. Oh, yeah, you, Matt Hayes. We'll talk to him in a couple of minutes. What about the portal? We have some data. Only 54% of FBS players who entered the portal are enrolled at a new school. So what happened to them? Is this like the Bermuda Triangle? What happens? Yeah, it's the portal. It should be a sign. Enter, beware. Because a lot of times you are never, ever heard from again or again. Final headline, Cecil Hurt being honored by a student endowment fund at the University of Alabama School of Communication and Information. This is a lot of people have done a lot of hard work, and namely Chad Mize, who is one of Cecil's closest friends, worked diligently to make this happen. And through friends at the university, through Professor Andrew Billingsley and the dean, Mark Nelson, it has finally been announced, and we'll keep you updated. But certainly an amazing honor for you know, one of the greatest people that we've ever known on this program and the most influential person to ever cover the University of Alabama. Let's get to the guests on the program. Matt Hayes, yeah. We've taken enough shots at Matt. We'll let him come on here and respond. An amazing woman, both as an athlete and as a leader. Donna Lupiano, the president and CEO of the Drake Group. Mike Tannenbaum on the draft. It's only 2 days away. Tom Van Herren from ESPN will also join us. And let's get to your phone calls here at 855-242-7285. Joe starts it off from Florida. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul. Appreciate all you do and appreciate your program so much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I got a couple of questions that I missed some of your shows back when you were discussing Commissioner Sankey, and the story was that we were going to 12 and then all of a sudden we get Texas,
right?
And then we get Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden we don't have 12. That would be one question I'd have from you that I missed out on, and no fault of yours. And then the other being, to me personally, based on rings and based on championships and banners, Coach Saban is the best. And then after that, it looks like Dabo would be number two. I don't see how Kirby Smart can be considered in that just because they won one. And need an explanation on that. But I appreciate everything you do, and thank you. I'm going to hang up.
Yeah,
and
John,
listen.
Thank you. Let's let the next guest answer the second part of your question. The first part is complex because a year ago, around this moment, college football essentially said we're moving to a 12-team playoff. It could be as late as 2025. It could be as early as next year. Most of us thought it would be no later than 2 years. That was a year ago. So either this year or next. After that, politics entered. A lot of small-minded people in intercollegiate athletics used the entrance of Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC as a means of getting even or attempting to get even with Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. He was one of four people that were on that committee. They tried to act like he was the only person. They tried to act like he knew about this Oklahoma-Texas thing all along, which is a specious lie. And unfortunately, college football did what it always does to itself. It shot itself in the foot. And no one gained from it. The sport lost. However, character was revealed, and we found out that the commissioners of the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 are some petty people. Let's move on to the next question. Now that we've cleared up that problem in the world, John is in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. You got your energy back after last Friday, see?
Yeah. By the way, I'm suing all the callers who insinuated that I was not well.
That was just Jeff. Don't worry about him. And by the way, there's no next Paul Feinbaum, just to put that on the table.
Hey, John, I went back to the bar we were at, and I got the tab, and the guy said I didn't have a single drink. Of course, I slipped him a $50 bill to say that.
Yeah. Imagine how many bills you'll be slipping in Las Vegas. I'm going to ask you a question on Las Vegas, but first of all, I got to tell you, your show yesterday, it's your callers that really get us through the slow time. Legend's still way above everyone else. Legend, a.k.a. the preacher, the demon, the delivered.
Legend's coming. Legend is from a different universe right now.
I think he gets up, Paul, in the morning, looks at his first prize mug, puts on his black hat, and says, I'm taking no prisoners.
Yeah. Well, there's a prison joke in there somewhere, John.
I know. And Handsome Joe slept through Las Vegas, I believe he said, met Trump, and then who was he referring to when he said kiss the mangy dog's butt?
I don't know, but he was in a car that drove through Vegas, I'm sure, on the way to L.A., and he slept through it, which really doesn't qualify of having ever been awake in Vegas. Which would put him with a but the thing with Trump, he didn't just see Trump. He claims that he ran into Trump or went up to Trump at the Tupelo, Mississippi airport, which is news to me that they have an airport in Tupelo, Mississippi. Secondly, that he asked Trump if he's ever heard him on this show or something like that, and Trump said, yeah, he watches the show too.
Well, Trump lies sometimes. And Bubba with the joke that Jeff plays with his brain, and Cat Daddy with that Ben Gay joke. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, the Ben Gay joke was really, it was off color.
Question on Las Vegas. I'm telling my brother to go see your show, so to speak. Are you going to set up camp somewhere there?
No. We are, and I know a lot of times we do this, but I don't think we had the security means to handle this event, because there really are going to be too many people. And there will be shows that are done outside, but the security will be there for that. And we are doing it inside at a studio.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And what are you looking for, like players or college coaches or NFL coaches to interview?
Yeah, what we're going
to
do,
ESPN's
got the draft covered. They don't need our help. What we're going to mainly concentrate on are things that interest our audience. We have a couple of head coaches lined up that are going to be out there. Big names. I mean, guys that get talked about occasionally here. Not on a normal basis.
Well, We'll talk
to a couple of draft analysts, as I'm sure you've come to expect. And beyond that, I think we have a couple of strippers coming by.
Well, one problem is I'm hearing that it's just you and Mark, and the rest of your team is pretty upset they're not going with you.
Well, they're upset they're not going with me. Yeah, the distance between the staff and Mark right now is pretty wide. Because he decided arbitrarily that he was going. And I can't say any more, John, but in about a week or two, you're going to shake your head and go, he did what? Yeah, we cannot reveal why the decision is so controversial here within the current Feinbaum staff. But you're a smart guy. You can probably begin to put the pieces together.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
Hey, thank you very much. We are going to be out there Thursday and Friday. Well, just depends. We're taking a bus, so we leave tomorrow morning, and I think we're stopping off in the Grand Canyon for a tour of the Southern Rim, so we hope to get there in time. I don't know why we couldn't fly. Matt Hayes is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And starting Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live in Vegas for coverage of the NFL draft. It comes to you beginning Thursday and Friday right here. And we mentioned this yesterday as we welcome all of you back. Everyone has opinions. Matt Hayes is a longtime sports writer. Now he's a talk show host. He recently had a column for Saturday Down South about Kirby Smart. I'll say no more because I think sometimes we can all be a little bit confused by headlines. This one, Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football. How long can he keep it? And before we even get going, let's all accept the fact that Nick Saban is great. I mean, it drives me insane when we have somebody come on this show and say, oh, Nick Saban's a whatever. We all know that. Let's get to Matt Hayes. Matt, good afternoon, first of all. It's been too long. How are you?
Great, Paul. How are you?
So take us through your column and your mindset in terms because I don't want to misquote you, although I think it would be very difficult after having read it.
No, I don't write the headlines. That's number one, Paul. As you know that. Number two, let's go with the foundation that Nick is the GOAT. I think we all understand that and agree with that. I'm just saying right now, the best coach in college football, I think, and he has proved it, is Kirby Smart. And he has proved it by the way he recruits, by the way he develops. It's not just recruiting. It's recruiting and developing and the way he's winning. I mean, Paul, look. You ever wonder why Alabama's defense hasn't been as dominant as it has in the past, the last few years? Let me give you these names, and I'll tell you why they haven't, okay? Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Trevon Walker, Quay Walker, Devon White, Channing Tindall, Nolan Smith, Lewis Sin, N'Kobe Dean. All these guys, Paul. Kirby recruited all these guys, developed all these guys. They're all going to be either first or second-round picks. Five of them are five-star guys, three of them are four-star guys, and then there's Jordan Davis. All of that, and then you look on the offense last year at Georgia, didn't have a number one receiver. Use Ladd McConkey. I'm not sure how many teams Ladd McConkey can play for, all right? Had a terrific tight end, no doubt about that. Did not have an elite tailback. And, Paul, most of all, he won a national championship with Stetson Bennett as his quarterback. And believe me, I've been a guy that has criticized Kirby in the past for the way he has dealt with the quarterbacks there at Georgia. But if you don't look at what he's doing as far as recruiting and developing and how he's changing the way – they even think about football there at Georgia and the way they play and how they are now a team that you look at every single year now, you're thinking, all right, well, what, Georgia's there. Georgia's going to be in that playoff. He right now is the best coach in the game. He's the hottest coach, and he's the best coach. He's not the GOAT like Nick.
Yeah, but hey, Matt, let me jump in because I'm not being disrespectful. I just don't think we need to say that anymore. Every time you say that, it makes me wonder about your position continuing to say that Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football, which, by the way, you're about the only person – it doesn't mean you're wrong, but you're about the only person I know who believes that.
Well, I'll explain the reason why I said that, Paul, because the natural response to that every time is, well, Nick's got X national titles. Yeah, I get that. I get that, okay? That's not the point right now. The point right now is right now, who's the best coach in the game?
Well, and again, my job is to interview you and not to debate you, but you're saying that as if it's an absolute fact. When you look at the last two seasons, Nick Saban won the national championship the year before, and he lost this year, including a win over Kirby Smart.
Yes, yes. And I will say it this way. I think if you look at the two programs and you look at the recruits, you look at the recruiting, Alabama has recruited better players, at least by the recruiting rankings, better players, okay? And Alabama has, they are loaded on offense and have been loaded on offense now for probably 4 years, all right? And college football, I think we can all
agree. Hey, Matt, whose fault is that? Kirby Smart let a number one draft choice get away from him to go play quarterback to play for the national championship at Ohio State.
I agree with you. I agree. Let me finish the thought first, Paul. So the idea that college is an offense game now. It's a quarterback game now, okay? And that's where Nick has started to recruit. That's where the focus has been. My whole point was, yes, it is an offense game. Kirby's still recruiting defense. Kirby still believes in defense. Not that Nick doesn't. But Kirby's winning with defense, and he's winning with a quarterback that, by all rights, Paul, is not really an elite guy. And I think we could all agree on that.
We can't all agree on that, but as you well know, Matt, Kirby started the season off last year in the first game starting someone who wasn't the guy that finished. He decided to stay with Stetson Bennett even when JT Daniels came back from injury.
Which is even more should be more supportive
I'm just trying to point out, you act like Stetson Bennett, it was the chosen one all along. He wasn't.
He wasn't, but he's a guy also that, look, I mean,
so how does that support your theory here or whatever it is that Kirby Smart is a better coach today than Nick Saban? I've yet to hear you answer that.
Well, I've been answering for the last 5 minutes, Paul, because when you make a decision like that at the most important position on the field, okay, he could have had Daniels come back. He could have played Carson Beck. He believed in this kid, and he was getting grief from everyone. Everyone was giving him grief about Stetson Bennett playing quarterback for him. He stayed with the kid. The kid won him a national championship.
So what does this portend for the future? I know you're talking about today, but you seem to – let's look ahead a little bit. Let's talk about this season, next season. What does it mean for Kirby Smart, and what does it mean for Nick Saban?
I think the idea that Kirby got that championship, Paul, that he put that stamp down that, yes, they can win a national championship, that they are there. He's clearly at the same recruiting level. He's clearly a guy that can recruit among the top three in the country every year. He's clearly a guy that can develop players. We've seen that. And I think now you're starting to see, okay, you're starting to see first-round guys going for Georgia, first-round guys going on both sides of the ball. If he can get the quarterback situation figured out, okay, and again, he's got a couple young guys that are very talented, and he still has Stetson Bennett there. If he gets on a roll at quarterback like Nick has gotten on a roll at quarterback, you know, then there's no reason for him to wouldn't stay up there up top.
Talking to Matt Hayes, who, as you know by now in this conversation, has stated that Kirby Smart is the best coach, and that includes Nick Saban. By the way, Matt, it really doesn't matter. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to deny that right. I'm just trying to better understand it because I know this audience.
Oh, we've been friends for years. I'm not offended.
Okay.
Don't sweat.
You quote. Here's what I want to get your comments on this. And I realize this is not coming from you, but in the article, you quote an SEC coach. You can tell us exactly however much or little you want to about that coach, but you quote the person saying he put that flag in the ground last year. You better believe Nick Saban is concerned. Can you give us some more backstory on what that person told you?
I think that the flag in the ground, okay, and I've talked to a couple coaches about this, is the idea that, yes, Kirby has now gone over that obstacle of Kirby can't win the big game. He blew 10-point leads to Alabama twice in huge games. One in the national championship game, one in the SEC championship game. And the idea that he got over that hump, Nick knows what Kirby is. He knows what kind of coach he is. He knows what kind of recruiter he is. You know, it was all just a matter of when will it all come together and when will they get over that, you know, mental hump. And, you know, I think all coaches go through that. And right now, Kirby got over that hump. And that's the flag in the middle of the field is, yes, we won the national championship. Not only that, we're going to build off that as far as continuing to recruit well. And now the idea is, okay, now you've got that in your head that, yes, we can do this and let's continue to move forward.
And the part about Nick Saban being concerned, you know, Saban has never takes anything for granted. He's got Jimbo Fisher out west recruiting. He's got Kirby Smart and others. But detail a little bit more about his level of concern about what happened. Jimbo and Kirby Smart have beaten him now. He's no longer invincible against former assistants. This obviously calls for some speculation and conjecture, but take us inside that mind as best you can. What do you think he's most concerned about?
Paul, I don't think there's any question that it's not just Kirby. I mean, if you see what Jimbo Fisher did, 8 five-star guys at Texas A&M, he knows Texas A&M got to Alabama last year. I think if you see Brian Kelly, a guy who recruited well at Notre Dame with those restrictions, now going to LSU, I think that's a concern. Heck, I think Billy Napier at Florida is a concern, considering what he's building there as far as the support staff and the money Florida is now spending for recruiting, for support. If I'm Nick, I'm concerned about all of it, actually. It's not just Kirby. I think there's multiple levels of concern.
He's been challenged many, many times. You know it. You've covered it. Do you think it's the fact that he's 70 which makes it more concerning today?
No, not at all. No, I don't think age has anything to do with it because I think, Paul, he's a phenomenal coach. And I don't see him, like everybody keeps asking, when is he going to retire? And I keep saying, whenever he wants, like, he could coach for another 5-6 years. I don't think age has anything to do with it. I think it's the NIL, okay? The NIL has changed everything, Paul. Because now you can be a school and you can literally pay people to come play for you. And it's no longer the draw that Alabama has had as, okay, you come here, not only are we going to get you ready for the NFL better than anybody else, but you're going to win all the time. Now if you're somewhere else, and I'm not saying Georgia, I'm not saying LSU, it's anyone at this point, okay? We're going to pay you X amount of dollars and you can come here and play. So now it becomes even more incumbent upon the coaches to massage those personalities. Now, Nick has done it forever. He's massaged all the 4- and 5-star recruits that he stacked up behind each other, and they've convinced this guy not to play, and that guy you're going to get your turn, and this guy may get his turn. He's convinced all those guys to stay. Now, with the NIL here, it's a lot harder to convince guys to stay. It's a lot easier for other schools to get those elite recruits into school.
And, Matt, with all this combined, as you try to look at the landscape of college football, there are new pressures. I agree with you completely. I think everyone does who is reasonable. But who's to say Nick Saban can't navigate this as he has navigated every other threat since he arrived at Alabama in January of 2007?
Let me just say this first. There's no doubt in my mind he will navigate it. That's not even a question. All I'm saying is the guy in the East Division right now, he's going to do the same thing. And I actually think we're set up for as long as Nick wants to coach for just some epic games. We talked about the Bo versus Woody 10-year war, the Ohio State and Michigan. The Alabama-Georgia games over the next 3, 4, 5, 6, however long Nick decides to stay, could just be absolute monster games.
Considering all the things you've said, though, and I know how you scoffed at the age, but the combination of all that, and let's say he doesn't win a title this year, let's say it goes on for a year or two, he's going to be the prohibitive favorite. You're telling me in all the older coaches you've watched in college football that this is going to be different, that fans are going to be sitting on their hands and saying that's okay if Alabama doesn't win or loses a couple of games that they're not supposed to?
Paul, he's got so much capital, number one. And number two, if Alabama tried to run him off,
nobody's suggesting that, Matt, but Nick Saban's smarter than a lot of other of those people like Bobby Bowden, who couldn't see the forest from the trees, or Joe Paterno. Nick Saban has a different level of perfection than these guys have.
I also see him as a guy who's really motivated by someone saying you can't do something. I see him as that as well. I don't see him as a 70-year-old guy. I really don't. I see him as like a guy in his late 50s who's still hard charging. and is still out there trying to prove himself. I don't see him as a guy getting old. I agree with what you're saying. Your premise is 100% correct. I don't think mentally that he's like that.
All I'm trying to say, and I know you agree, is that, you know, suddenly you don't win, and that aura of being the GOAT dims just a smidgen, and especially if a Kirby Smart or Jimbo Fisher or someone else
sure
comes in and gets another title or two, and suddenly people say, hey, Nick Saban's 1-3 in his last four national championship games. That's a number we haven't heard before.
Sure, 100%. It allows, you know, guys like me to say Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football right now. That's what it allows. Yeah, so I, to your point, I 100% agree with you, yeah.
Matt Hayes, who will be a wanted man the rest of this show. Matt, thanks. It's always great to have you on. A pleasure.
Paul, anytime, man.
You got it. Matt Hayes declaring Kirby Smart the new king of college football. Nick Saban is washed up. I was just joking, of course. He didn't say that. I did. We are back with your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Good conversation with Matt Hayes. Legend is next.
Woo! Here I come with my steel chair again. This one, I think these demons are under control. You bring a moron like Matt Hayes on here, who looks like James Spann on crack, by the way, in his picture, talking about Kirby Smart is greater than Nick Saban at this moment. I mean, I ain't never heard nothing so stupid. And all my friggin' life, I'm so sick of these media gutter turds coming on your show and acting like they're a damn expert when they...
We are mere seconds into the call with Legend, and we're having some weather problems, but I don't think it was our fault. We'll get back to him eventually. Tom is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Tom.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Thank
hey,
you.
You know, it seems like a lot of your callers are concerned about Nick Saban's age. You know, the Saban, you know, age is just a number. He don't care how old he is. He's going to go on. You know, I say he'll coach another 5 to 7 years, and then maybe hang it up. But he is, unless his health something goes wrong there. You know, he's got it made down there. What do you think?
I don't know the answer to that because I think it's a little bit – as long as things are going well, I have no doubt that you are correct. But the second – and I mean the second things look like they're not going well, the pressure is going to metastasize. So I think until that moment happens, we really can't answer it. I know the convenient response is exactly what you just got through saying. You're likely to be right. Thank you very, very much for the call. Let's continue. More phone calls here at 855-242-7285. I think we have Legend back. Okay, Legend, let's act like this is your first call. We didn't hear you earlier. We lost a call. Legend is next.
These gutter turds that keep calling your show, acting like an expert, causing these demons to come up out of me, Paul. I am Legion. Matt Hayes is a friggin' moron. I mean, they keep coming up out of me because of these idiots. I mean, the moment I heard that idiot on the telephone, my middle finger got an erection. Instantly, Paul. You got these gutter turds in the media that feed off of Alabama, feed off of Nick Saban. The only way you can get a like, only way you can get a view, if you bring up the greatest friggin' coach to ever walk a damn sideline, and I'm sick of it. This reminds me of the Colts and the New England Patriots. I'm a Colt fan forever. We've
beat friggin' Tom Brady one time and thought we were the greatest, but at the end of the day, Tom Brady owned us again and again and again. And that's the way it is, Georgia. That's the reality. You know it in your heart. You're a once-in-a-40-year program, and you got these morons like Matt Hayes looking like James Spann on crack wanting to say that Kirby Smart's greater than Nick Saban. Kirby Smart couldn't tote Nick Saban's jock strap. Kirby Smart knows it. Nick Saban friggin' knows it. He got there 6-7 times. Hell yeah, you're going to win 1 in 6-7 times. Stop letting these media gutter turds come on this show and act like an expert, because they're not no damn expert, and I'm friggin' sick of it, and I'm going to start busting you all upside the head with a damn steel chair up in this damn fine bomb ring. Shut your damn mouth and be real media and report facts and news and not stupid opinion trying to get likes and views on your stupid website. You look like James Spann on crack. You're a friggin' crackhead, Matt Hayes. Legend friggin' out.
Satisfied customer there, wouldn't you say? Handsome Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And amen, amen, pass the offering plate to let you know on that one right there, Paul. And I'll tell you this much right here. You remember our conversation yesterday? As soon as Jeff from Columbus is done kissing that mangy dog's butt, that puppy is all Matt Hayes. I mean, Kirby, he's decent, Paul, but he's nowhere near Nick Saban's league. He's not even close. And this year is going to be Bama's revenge year, and we're going to come with a warning label: does not play well with others, or in Georgia's case, does not play well with dummies. I mean, Georgia, if they're unlucky enough to get on the football field with us this year, Alabama's going to go full prison yard on them punks, because they ain't nothing but a joke of a team, Paul. That's all they are. And Matt Hayes, hey, he can go give himself a swirly. Roll Tide, Paul.
Let's take a short break here. We need one. We're coming back with more of the program right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Welcome back. Jake is up next in Georgia as we continue here. Hello, Jake. Jake, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. We aren't. Greg is up next in Athens. Hello, Greg. You are on the air next.
What's going on, Paul? How you doing, brother?
We are doing well.
No talk.
Thank you.
First of all, I just want to say great comment by Matt Hayes. About time you got somebody on there that knows what in the hell they're talking about. For the first part of your show, you said, raise your hand. I got both of my hands raised like I'm on a damn roller coaster at Six Flags, baby. Our time has been a long time, and we have broke the eggshell on Bama's head. We ain't going nowhere. They might as well get used to it. Legend and Handsome Joe, why don't y'all two go down to your little man cave and hold hands with each other and watch the replay? And y'all can hug and cry on each other's shoulders, because both of y'all are just nothing but square-headed losers talking all that smack. We get sick and tired of hearing some of your crap. And guess what? The dogs are back. Get over it and quit ruining my life. Go, dogs, and the hell with the rest of you, baby. Paul, I'm out.
Thank you. Mo is up next in Missouri. Hello, Mo.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to say some comments on the coaches. You know, Texas A&M and Texas and Oklahoma, Georgia, they all got good coaches. But there's this NLI money coming in. And just to give you a little, you know, Texas has got a $40 billion endowment. A&M's $14 billion. Alabama's about $1 billion, so money's not going to be any problem. And Texas produces about 56 blue chips a year, and Alabama about 14. I'm telling you, there's going to be some new bullies coming on the block, Paul, and they just might as well get ready because it's going to get tougher.
Hey, thank you very, very much. Shannon is up next. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good, Paul. Hey, listen, I heard the Matt Hayes interview. I enjoyed it. I heard you talk about how Kirby was doing a great job in recruiting and development. And I want to talk about that development piece for a second, if I could, Paul. Last year, Alabama's most potent weapon on offense was Jameson Williams, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, where was he from, Paul? Transferred in from Ohio State, right?
Correct.
And when he went down, the players that Saban's staff had recruited and developed, they didn't step up and produce, did they?
They did not.
They did not. Now, let's go into this season, Paul. They've already picked up a receiver from Georgia, Jermaine Burton, who I understand had a great spring out there and looks phenomenal. A receiver from Louisville, who's supposed to step in and be a playmaker. And a running back from Georgia Tech. If they're doing such a great job recruiting and developing players at Alabama, how come they're having to go to the portal to pick up all their playmakers, Paul?
Well, Shannon, the reason is simple, that a lot of these guys do not work out. And when they leave, you have to find replacements. And by the way, Alabama also picked up a lineman from Vanderbilt.
Oh, I know. And
then allowed, I think, another lineman who went into the portal to come back. So what does that tell you?
What it tells me, Paul, is there may be a development problem at Alabama. That's what it tells me. You know, Kirby went to that game in the national championship game with a walk-on quarterback, a two-star receiver, and two true freshmen that scored touchdowns for Georgia, A.D. Mitchell and Brock Bowers. Alabama went into the game with Jameson Williamson, who went down, who wasn't even from their program, was spent a year there, and then the kids that they developed didn't step up. And now they're out scrambling to grab some more out of the portal. You know, just because you don't like to hear the truth, Paul, doesn't mean that it ain't the truth. And the truth is, what Matt Hayes said, he's on point, bro. And the end's coming. And no matter how hard it hurts, Bama fans, no matter how much it stings, Saban is losing that potency. It's going away, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Joseph is in Savannah. Joseph, good afternoon. Go ahead.
I'm a longtime listener since I was about 16 years old, Paul.
That is
all
wonderful.
I got to say is, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And we beat the man, and right now we're the reigning national champions. So Alabama, they can go whine about it, and we're the champs right now.
Well, congratulations. I think we all know that. I think the question is what happens, and I think Matt Hayes gave an opinion that it's not far fetched if you want to live in the moment. Yes, Kirby Smart probably did. Has to get credit, but it's not like Saban didn't do a good job. Saban probably did one of his better coaching jobs to get Alabama to that point. I'm still not sure how they got to the national championship game.
Let's just hope we keep developing. Development is the key, and we don't need to live off the transfer portal. Let's develop our talent.
Well, to continue to develop, Joseph, you have to have a great coaching staff. You will have turnover, and Kirby now is dealing with that for the first time in a while with Dan Lanning leaving. Saban is dealing with less turnover than usual. It's a rarity when Saban retains the same coordinators for two seasons in a row. We are up against a break. We have a lot to do. We've had Matt Hayes on, who said Kirby Smart was a better coach than Saban, in case you were wondering why all this shrapnel is flying early on a Tuesday afternoon. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.